And joining us now, Mike, is a deep throat informant who did not want to be identified, so we have digitally altered his or her voice, who says that they have some inside information about your life behind the scenes.
Can't wait for this. Just remember what 840 is, P1s, as you're listening.
Good morning, deep throat informant. Thank you for your courage in coming forward.
Yes.
What do you know about Mr. Ducey?
Well, I have the displeasure of working with Michael Adolf Ducey.
Middle name is not Adolf.
Years. And I can say, without a doubt, that it was the worst 28 years of my life. Maybe I can share with you some of my favorite Mike Ducey memories.
That'd be sweet,
sure.
From my long history with the man.
Okay.
Ducey's Ducey originally referred to what he would leave in the bathroom every morning at 9:35 after pounding coffee and eating a box of Danish.
You did work with me, apparently.
He routinely overwhelmed the 1930s plumbing at Fox 4, Texas. There was even one time Clarice herself had to bust up a Ducey's Ducey with a broom handle just to get the toilet to choke it down. Ducey thought this was very funny. And still does.
Yes, he does.
Although he was a tyrant to work with.
He was a tyrant?
I don't want this to all be negative.
Thank God.
I would like to say something nice about Mike, too.
Okay.
Mike was a perfectionist.
How so?
But only when it came to dispensing punishments to subordinates. One time, I ran afoul of the famous Ducey temper when I accidentally forgot his Sunday morning cocaine delivery. He said he waited in the church parking lot for 48 minutes, and I never showed. So he tracked me down to my mother's deathbed.
Oh, God.
And administered a tongue lashing that left her in tears.
Oh, my goodness, Mike.
As he called her a worthless woman who could not even birth a proper cocaine mule.
It was a different time.
End quote.
Mike, a Sunday morning cocaine delivery?
But there were good times, too. I remember once when Mike surprised me and came to my birthday party just to steal the presents.
Oh.
He was very friendly and giving, though. One time he loaned me his car. Unfortunately, I got pulled over when a cop saw a woman escape from the trunk at a stoplight.
God.
But I'm very glad that Mike has found success by being a fill-in on an AM radio station.
That's my claim to fame. What can I say?
If I may, I would like to anonymously sign off. Okay. This is the Deep Throat Informant, formerly of Fox 4, News.
Oh, okay.
I cannot say anymore. I cannot reveal.
Well, you may have dropped a hint as to who that was.
But he's still there, so it can't be him.
All right, a deep throat informant. I hope a lot of that wasn't true, Mike.
It wasn't quite as bad as I feared, which tells you something about how bad things have been through the years from the quote deep throat informant.
Right.
Yeah.